Due to some technical problems, we were not able to record the first half of the JV game. We now join the broadcast at halftime.
As well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance, physical therapy, and wellness, your fast track to recovery.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year, things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you, too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And welcome back here to Fort Site Fieldhouse. Well, Reese said Flying to the Hoops is this weekend.
Yeah.
Friday, nice Saturday. Competition down in, where is that at anymore?
Kettering,
yeah. We watched Adrian Payne and Greg Collick back in the day.
Hopefully the weather isn't too bad down there this weekend.
Yeah.
God, I hope so. Take it back out.
I hope Spire Academy hasn't back yet. I mean, I want to see LaMelo Ball play, so it's supposed to be there Monday night, or Monday in the, actually in the afternoon. So,
but we're looking forward to this varsity matchup. What do we need to see here tonight from the Indians? What are we thinking?
I think that if we want to win this game tonight, we got to score more points than New Knoxville does. That's
get out of here.
That's not how this game works. I was just going to start off by saying that right out of the gate.
But I think we kind of have to set this pace and this mentality that this JV team has set so far. You know, just like we said, that alpha dog mentality. You know, my bark's just a little bit louder than yours, a little bit stronger than yours. You know, I'm gonna come get after it. So, I don't know. I'm interested to see. I don't really know what New Knoxville has this year. Is that, how are they looking, Reese? You got a record or anything?
2-9.
2-9. So
can't play down to your competition. You got to just stick to your ball game.
I'd say that's well said. It tends to happen more often than not. You get playing. It's just easy to go with the flow and
can't get complacent.
But
Trev, where in the heck did your parents go? Like last week?
They just went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming on a snowmobiling trip. Then didn't offer to take me. I was pretty upset.
I've seen all your dad's Snapchat stories. I mean, geez, amazing.
Old Jeff Vaughn, big fancy guy, flying out on private jets or whatever. Meanwhile, I'm locked away in my dorm room over in Muncie. Not fair, Reese. I tell you what.
Not fair. Yeah, Jeff Vaughn had to rub it in all week, man.
Yeah,
but it sounds like he had time up.
I mean, I think he was posting stories every about 2 hours.
He saw a squirrel on the ground. He took a picture of it. He saw like a special light bulb in the hotel. He was taking a picture of it. I don't know.
Oh, that is awesome. That just means he had a good old time.
Absolutely.
The Foresight Fieldhouse starting to fill up here a little bit here. Looks like we're going to have a decent crowd for tonight's matchup.
I want to talk about a breaking news storyline. How about the return of our own Mrs. Barbara Saltbine?
Mrs. Saltbine.
As AD.
Where is she?
Look at her right there. Mrs. Saltbine. Best in the business back at it.
She can't go wrong with Mrs. Saltbine. There's not many people better out there than her.
Absolutely. You love to see it.
Love to see it. But we're going to take a short break and be back with some JV action right after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Collane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Collane's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Mary Collane's. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Why would would you go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
And welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, where our third quarter just began. Kobe Wendell has the basketball. He swings it over to Russell Gale in the left wing, who finds Brian Benn down low. He gets double teamed. He kicks it out to Ryan Post for three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Knoxville.
And Knoxville bring up Max Pinchin to give her to number 10, which I don't know what her name for, and number 30. Rylan, I don't know how to say his name. Right?
Yeah. Let me see that paper. And Kobe Wendell looks to take it up the right hand side. He swings it over to Gale on the left wing.
Cool last name.
Who finds Holman down on the right corner, who kicks it into Brian Benn. He goes up with it and is fouled. He will have two free throws.
There he was, Dernis. He was the one that threw it away.
And Ben's first free throw is up and good.
What a sweet stroke.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Benn.
Love Ben boys,
big guys, yeah. Free throws.
Ben boys work pretty hard on their free throws. It perfect them.
Absolutely.
His second one is up and good. Nothing but net.
So Knox will get back. Pinchin will cross the timeline, give over to Dernis. Over to number 10, which I don't have a number or a name for it. To number 5, Osborne. Over to number 3, Henson. Henson will fire up a 3 up and good. 3-point basket for the Rangers.
And Kobe looks to take it up. He kicks it down to Russell Gale on the right wing. Brian Football. Bennett, his opponent, goes to the floor.
Hey!
Big old bang. And the Indians swinging around. Russell Gale comes up with it off the loose ball. He kicks it down to Ian Holman in the corner. It's up and good.
That's a money shot.
Yeah.
Corner three. Ian Holman, that's a knockdown shot right
And
there.
A great pass by Russell Gale. You can't forget about that.
Absolutely.
So the Rangers will get back over to number 14. Jacob Rowan.
Right back at it.
Wow. They're shooting threes now.
Look at that. Shootout, boys. That's what we come to see. And Kobe has it. He kicks it down to Gale in the corner. He looks to drive. He kicks it out to Kobe. Kobe then swings it over to Post and then swings it to Holman in the left corner. He feeds Ben inside. He goes up strong, and it's good.
Big, nice finish by Brian there.
So Knox will get back. And we're coming up after this. The varsity will take on Nunaxo, me, Trev, and Ryan Brown will bring you the action.
Oh, no. They're not ready for that, boys. And you know what else we're not ready for? That foul call right there. Over and back.
Seems like people aren't very happy about that one. Looks like a Nunaxo player got his hand on the ball, but Nunaxo will get it back.
So Henson will give it over to number 10, which I don't have a name for. Over to Henson again. He'll give it over to... And he'll find someone inside. Can't find the number 14. Rollins missed it. Go back to Indians.
And Ian Holman has it on the left wing. Swings it over to Russell Gale on the right wing. He then gets it to Post in the right corner. He looks to drive baseline and get it to Ben, but they turn it over. New Knoxville has it.
So Henson will give it over to number 14, Rollins. Rollins will fire up a 3 up, no good. Rebounded by Ryan Post of the Indians.
He looks to push it. He finds Holman in the corner, and he gets it picked away by Rollins.
And number 14, Rollins still has it. He'll find to the corner to number... and back up to Rollins over to Dernis. He'll find Henson. He'll fire up a 3 up and good. That's second 3.
Sharpshooters! New Knoxville starting to get warm. Indians seem to get a hand up. And Ryan Post to bring up the left-hand side for the Indians. He looks to set up the offense. He swings it over to Wendell.
who then gives it back to Post, who then finds Holman in the left corner. He puts up the three. It's up. No good. Rebounded by Ben of the Indians. He puts it up strong. It's no good. Rebounded by Knoxville.
So Henson will give over to number 14, Rollins, for three up. No good. Rebounded by Ben. He'll give over to Ryan Post. Kenny Judy about to check in on the next dead ball.
Love to see it.
Stolen away. Ill-advised pass by Russell Gale is turned over, but then he gets right it back. Pickpockets the guy and goes up for layup and gets fouled.
Yeah, and that's nice to see that steal there, because I know things are starting to snowball with those couple made threes. You don't want that to happen.
Couldn't agree more with you there, Trevor.
And reminder, Hall of Fame game is Saturday, February 2nd. Inductees this year are Holly Steingan and Tiffany Garkey McWardown.
I just still can't believe I got snubbed for that one. I thought I graduated. You know, I thought I was a shoo-in this year.
What?
Give me a couple years.
That's the academic Hall of Fame.
Oh, okay.
But Russell Gale's first free throw is up and no good, and his second goes in for him.
We're going to the academic Hall of Fame. I might have to wait a little longer to get to that one.
You might be on the.
Where they're just letting everyone in.
Ballot. Yeah, I'm on the second ballot. I'm on the wait list for the second ballot.
New Knoxville looks to take it out.
So, Dearness will give it over to number 5, Osborne, and pop to number 10, which we still have a number or name for, and we probably won't because he's not on the roster. So, number 3, Henson will give up top to number 5, Osborne, over to Dearness, to number 14, Rollins. Rollins will pull up a shot, no good. I don't understand why almost every Knoxville kid on the floor right now has a different jersey.
That is true.
Playing on the varsity team.
Kobe Wendell brings it up. He swings it over to Ian Holman, who finds Dilworth in the left corner. They then swing it back to Kobe in the right corner. He gets it up top to Holman, who then finds Dilworth. He pulls up from 18. That's it, and it's good. Two-point bucket by Riley Dilworth.
So Henson will walk on up. 44-23 is their score here in the third quarter. 2 minutes left. He'll go over to Dearness. He'll dribble around. He'll still be dribbling, and he'll drive middle, give out to number 14, Rollins. He'll pull up a crazy shot up, and here go line shooting two.
Reese, I think I have a solution for your no name on the roster. We'll just like make up a name.
Okay.
What name are you thinking? LeBron James.
LeBron James.
I'm not. First free throw is no good for Knoxville, as Ryan Post checks in for the Indians as well.
Bronny James.
Bronny James. LeTrevor James. I like that one.
Second one is up, no good. Rebound by Kenny Beauty.
Ryan Post looks to take it up the right hand side. He then swings it over to Lachtefeld on the left wing, who finds Dilworth in the corner. He gets it up to Wendell at the top of the key. Back over to Dilworth. He tries shooting from about the same spot he made the last time. It's up and no good, but rebounded by Kenny Judy. Ryan Post looks to go baseline. He finds
what a pass.
Kenny Judy on the tee up. It's up and no good. But I'd agree, what a pass by Ryan Post. And the ball gets smacked away from New Knoxville, and it will be New Knoxville ball.
So Dearness will inbound it into Henson, and he'll be guarded by Kobe Wendell. He'll give it off to Dearness. Dearness will then drive, pick up his dribble, and he'll hit number 5, Osborne. He'll give it back over to Dearness. Back to Osborne. He's still giving around, gives over to number 10. To number 5, Osborne. He'll find Dearness. Dearness for 3, up and no good. Rebound by Riley Dilworth.
He looks to take it up. He kicks it out to Kobe Wendell in the left wing, who then swings it up to Ryan Post at the top of the key, who gives it back to Wendell, who finds Dilworth, or Lachtefeld, excuse me. He swings it up to Ryan Post on the left wing. He pulls up from 15. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Dunox.
And Henson will give up to number 14, Rollins. He'll be lose it, and
so be Indian basketball.
And I tell you what, guys, Coach Overton has the smoothest shoes in the game. telling you, he's just got the best shoe game I've ever seen.
He's always on point there.
You'd love to see it.
Classy man. But Kobe Wendell looks to swing it over to Ryan Post, then over to Riley Dilworth. There's 4 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Kobe chucks it up from the volleyball line. It is up and off the backboard. No good.
Quick pull.
But that concludes our third quarter. We'll take a little break and be right back after this.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at the Fort Sykes Fieldhouse. Indians have a 44-23 lead to start the fourth quarter. Remember, tomorrow's game, our Canham, has been canceled. It'll be made up next Tuesday. So New Knoxville get the first possession. Number 5, Osborne, will give over to number 4, Rabadon. And, you know, number 10 will fire for 3 up, no good. Rebound by Kenny Judy again.
And Dylan Evers checks into the ballgame. Regan Martin drives. He kicks it down into Judy in the inside. He goes up with it for 2.
Might have been a travel, but Indians will take it.
I was interested. Yeah. I have not. That was a little hard in the Euro step there.
It just
honestly
looked awkward in a way, but.
Number 4, Jose Rabadon. We'll try to get to number 10. And he'll lose it, so get back to the Indians.
And Russell Gill looked to take it up for the Indians. He crosses the half-court stripe. Swings it over to Dilworth in the left corner. Looks like Knoxville just hopped into a little 2-3 zone. Dylan Evers will put up the 3 from the right corner.
Be fouling, I'm guessing a foul on Martin on the rebound.
Yep. New Knoxville switching it up, going to a little 2-3 zone, hoping to slow down the Indians.
So he'll get back into number 3, Henson. Dearness will give over to number 10. Not sure who he is. Over to number 5, Osborne. He'll be thrown away by Russell Gale.
He looks to push up the left-hand side. He goes all the way to the bucket, gets blocked, but then gets fouled at the same time. So Russell's going to lie and shoot 2.
And Knoxville just had 8 players on their bench, and now they're at 9.
I'm severely confused.
I have never seen anything like that in my brief time of broadcasting.
They all just got up and went to locker rooms. So I guess on the varsity.
Hey, you got 5 quarters a night. Play them.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. New Knoxville probably running a little low on numbers this year. Both the Russells' free throws are up and no good.
So New Knoxville get back. Henson will guard by Russell Gale. He'll be trapped, double teamed, and he'll find Dearness. Dearness will put up a shot and get a 2-point basket for Ryland Dearness.
And Russell Gale looks to push it. He kicks it back to Riley Dilworth, who then swings it over to Regan Martin on the right wing. He finds Dylan Evers in the corner, who feeds it into Kenny Judy, who kicks it out to Dilworth from about 15 foot. It's up and good. It's a nice assist by Kenny Judy.
Spark plug.
Spark plug.
So Dearness will bring on up. We'll give out to number 5, Osborne. To number 10. Back over to number 5, Osborne. Osborne will then drive. Baseline with up, no good. Rebound by Dylan Evers.
And Evers gets it to Gale, who then brings it up. Who throws it down to Riley Dilworth from 15 again. It's up and no good.
Rebounded by Rylan Dearness of the Rangers. Give it to Max Henson. Over to number four, Jose Rabin. Apparently he is a... Jose is a... exchange student from Spain, so...
Which number would that be?
Number four.
Okay.
And Dearness fired up a three up and no good, so the Indians get back.
And
a little finesse right there from Kenny Judy.
Yeah, they get it down to him in the low post, and he finds the hot hand in Regan Martin, who strokes the three for the Indians.
Good looking pass by Kenny. So number 10, we'll dribble around, give over to number five, Osborne. Back to Rabideau. And he'll find number three, Henson, on a cut, up and good. Good cut there by Max. And the Indians will get back. Dilworth will find Regan. Regan will then lose it. And KG comes up with it. No good the first time. He'll get his own board. Puts up and good. So 2-point basket. Kenny Judy.
Kenny!
So the Rangers will get back. Jose will fire it over to Henson. He'll bring it all the way back out to Dearness. Dearness will pull a 15-footer. No good. Rebound by Dylan Evers.
And Russell Gale looks to take it up. He kicks it to Martin down the corner, who drives baseline, and he finds Kenny Judy inside for the tee-up. And it's up and good by Judy.
Kenny!
And it looks like a new Knoxville player is shaken up on the play. So we're going to take a timeout and be right back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And welcome back to Fortsight Fieldhouse for a little JV action. We got about 3 minutes here remaining in the JV ball game. Our Indians have a 55-27 lead. And got to be impressed with Regan Martin's play so far. 16 big ones for the Indians.
High hand. I mean, just keep shooting if you're in a rhythm. Mm-hmm. Knoxville had the first possession.
Carson Corver with the steal.
Oh, up no good, but Reagan's right there to clean it up.
Love the defense from Carson Corver right off the bench right there. Actually, Carson Ramble, but I like to call him Carson Corver. He's the beautiful hair he has.
Carson will then push the kid over, so it'll be a foul on him.
Getting aggressive on defense, playing just like his older cousin.
That'll be team's third. A little fumble with the ball on inbound. To number five, Ryan Osborne will inbound it into number 10. He'll dribble around, give it to number three, Henson, to number four, Rabin. And New Knoxville is only playing with four people right now. My count right, guys, or
I think you're right, because number 30 had taken a hard fall right before that last timeout. So I guess, hey, we got our varsity team in the locker room. They aren't our bench players anymore. So
number three, Henson. Well, Kenny's kind of just guarding the rim.
Yeah, and they still bang a three.
They still hit a three. That makes it a 27-point ball game. Russell Gale looks to take it up to the Indians. He swings it down to Carson Randall in the corner, who tries to get it to Derek Lochtefeld in the opposite corner, but it gets swatted out of bounds by New Knoxville. But it will remain Indian basketball. They kick it into Seth Lochtefeld. He puts up the three. It's up and no good.
Rebound by Osborne. He'll give it to Henson. He'll give it on up over to number 10. 10 will fire up a three up and
wow.
You're not going a little run.
But what a roll. That ball just bounced around the rim about six times. That was unbelievable.
Seth Lochtenfeld puts him another three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by Judy, who kicks it out to
Gale. I'll give him another one.
Oh, no. Carson wants it.
No, they keep pulling threes because there's only four guys. Gale goes up for three, and it's good.
Russell Gale was like, do I pass it to the two wide open guys or shoot?
Yeah, it's. I feel bad for Knoxville.
This game has just become a shoot around. This is unbelievable.
And they kick it out to Lochtenfeld. He swings it over to Gale. He then finds Carson Ramel. He puts up the three. It's up and no good. Rebounded by New Knoxville.
Carson Korver's still heating up.
Yep. You still got to give New Knoxville credit, though, with playing with just four players. And they're working hard getting rebounds on the other end. So
heck, they've been on a run with four guys. It's impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, the halftime score, they had 14, I think.
Yeah.
So. 33. So
big improvement by... And New Knoxville looks to shoot at number four, and he is blocked by Russell Gale. Kenny Judy comes up with the basketball, gives it back to Gale, who then finds Carson Ramel in the corner for three. It's up.
Oh!
Rims out on him. No good.
Rebound by Henson, so he'll walk on up. He'll fire up a three. Up, no good. Rebound by Lochtenfeld, and...
A lot of three-pointers being shot here in these last 2 minutes.
Even in the second half. I mean, that's all. I think it was three. We like to see that, Brian. I mean, Trevor wasn't the hot hand from three, but he took his chances.
Hey, when they give you an open one, you take it.
Seth Lochtenfeld with a nice drive to the bucket, and he doesn't come up with it. He gets it back again, goes up with it again, and then he gets the bucket. There we go. Seth Lochtenfeld sneaks one in right
the buzzer beater.
That'll make your score 62-33. Indians come out with a win. We'll be right back after this to talk about it.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. January is National Bath Safety Month. Now is the perfect time to learn more about what we can do to take precautions in one of the most dangerous, frequently visited rooms in the house. Let our experienced customer service specialists at Kalp Pharmacy assist you or your loved ones with product suggestions for a home bathroom to increase safety, comfort, convenience, and livability for everyone. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And welcome back here to Fort Site Fieldhouse for a little JB postgame show. Fellas, what are we thinking?
I mean, not really much to say about that game. You know, we kind of took control from the beginning and just held out. I mean, New Knoxville made a couple short runs, but we didn't let him get too deep into them and, you know, took care of business.
Overall,
yeah, I'd say just an impressive win, like you said, and kind of a statement, you know, just letting them know that we're still
here.
Yeah, we're still here, and we still got plenty of talent around. So, Reese, you got anything?
I mean, came out and did their business, so.
Yeah,
and the varsity matchup will be here in about 14 to 15 minutes. We have a little interview with the head coach that we're going to play here prior to that matchup. Right? Correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's an interview being played with the coach.
Interview? Yeah, there's an interview.
There's an interview, so that'll be up. So we'll take a little break and get you to that. And get ready for this varsity matchup. We'll be right back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.